In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Notice that Jesus calls those who he puts on his right, the sheep, he calls them the righteous. What does being righteous mean? Well, one of the things to remember when you hear the word righteous is that that is how Saint Joseph was described, as a righteous man. That is the highest form of praise that you could give a practicing Jew at the time of our Lord. And it means that the person obeys God's commandments, both the letter of the commandment and their spirit. And so those who took care of the thirsty and the hungry and the stranger and the naked and the ill, they are termed as righteous because, as we saw in our first reading, the Lord commands us to do these things, to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's not the only thing he commands us to do. Remember, there's a greater commandment than this. Love God above all things. But he still commands us to do it. Just because there's a greater commandment doesn't mean that this is not a great commandment. And so these are righteous. And if you're not righteous, what happens to you? You go to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So be righteous and care for the Lord when you find him present, not as he is present in the Eucharist, it's a figure of speech, but when you find him present in our brothers and sisters who are in need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.